Good morning. It is Christmas Eve, December 24th, and 7:40 in the morning. You're tuned to KTNA Talkeetna. My name is Tricia, here to bring you the morning news, weather, Denali Echoes, some announcements, and to give you a rundown on what you'll be listening to on KTNA this morning. It is currently 2 degrees below zero. Makes for brisk walking. Chilly, and the forecast for the Upper Susitna Valley updated at 5 a.m. this morning. Today, sunny, highs 5 below to 10 above, except 10 below to 20 below toward the park. Light winds, except north wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour through Broad Pass. Tonight, mostly clear. Clear sailing for Santa. Low is 5 below to 15 below, except 25 to 35 below toward the park. Light winds, except northeast, 10 to 20 through Broad Pass. On Christmas Day, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs 5 below to 5 above, except 10 below to 20 below toward the park. Light winds northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour through Broad Pass. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Low is 5 below to 15 below, except, of course, 20 below to 30 below toward the park. Light winds northeast wind, 15 miles per hour through Broad Pass. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Highs 5 to 15 above, except 5 below to 10 below toward the park. North wind, 15 miles per hour. On Sunday night, mostly cloudy. Lows 5 below to 5 above. Monday and Monday night, partly cloudy, highs in the teens. Lows 5 below to 5 above. Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy, highs 5 to 15 above. Lows 0 to 10 below. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, highs 0 to 10 above. Lows 0 to 10 below. And finally, Thursday, so a week out, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, highs 5 to 15 above. It's going to stay fairly chilly out there, not too huge of a temperature swing and not a whole lot of moisture coming to us. So bundle up. And looks like I'll be back in just a moment with the day's news.
KTNA programming is made possible in part by Talkeetna Air Taxi, specializing in McKinley flights, glacier landings, and Alaska Range expedition support. 733-2218. A live webcam of the Alaska Range can be found on the web at talkeetnaair.com.
It's 7:42. You're tuned to KTNA Talkeetna. In time for the KTNA Morning News. It might be tough for some people to make a decision on the 8 candidates for mayor. The top candidate has to win at least 40% of the vote without having a runoff election. Larry DeVibles is one of the 8 candidates hoping to be the next mayor, and Sue Dio spoke with him about his reasons for running.
Of all the candidates running for Mat-Su Borough mayor, Larry DeVibles might be the longest Valley resident of all. When asked his history, he spoke of his parents.
My parents homesteaded under the Federal Homestead Act back when Alaska was a territory. And I grew up there. I actually went away to college, got into linguistics, and spent some years down in the Amazon Basin doing linguistic work for about 15 years. And then I came back and took over the family farm after Dad passed away.
He also knows boards, commissions, and political life.
I had spent 6 years on the assembly. I termed out there, so I know what goes on in that room and am somewhat familiar with assembly, the borough code. I spent 6 years on the school board, and the school board and the assembly are often working in opposite sides of the issues because the school board is elected to get the kids educated, and a lot of the dynamics getting elected to the assembly is to keep down property taxes, and sometimes those work against each other.
When asked why he wants to run for mayor, he had a bit of a lengthy explanation, but mostly he feels like he can do the job.
In the process of serving there, I had been president of the school board. I'd been president of the community council up on Lazy Mountain and president of the MEA board. So I knew I could chair meetings, and that's one of the main responsibilities of the mayor. So I decided to put my name in because I knew I could do the job.
The Mat-Su Borough has a number of large projects either underway or on the horizon. He is supportive of some of the most recent projects, saying it's important for business development.
The dynamics of the bridge from Anchorage getting the green light, the railroad spur going down to the port, and the governor supporting the Susitna Hydro, I think those three things alone are huge for creating the environment that's needed for businesses to start up, because you've got to have an energy base to do that. I know that from being on the MEA board.
He understands how far apart towns are and how hard it is for people to travel to meetings. He says he's a firm believer in public involvement and is interested in seeing the borough make the most of technology.
What we're doing right now is a perfect example of what we could not have done 50 years ago when my folks came here. We've got the potential for interactive internet connection directly with the board meetings for testimony submittal prior to board meetings so that we can have a maximum amount of input on issues without people even leaving their homes.
The election for mayor is January 11th. Residents have received printed information on all candidates from the borough by this time. The special election only has one item on the ballot. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.
And in other news, the Mat-Su Borough Assembly and legislators representing the region met last week to go over the borough's priorities list. The top priority for the borough is to push the Port McKenzie rail extension that would connect Port McKenzie with the existing railroad tracks to the interior. Governor Parnell and his proposed budget included $20 million for this project. The borough asked for $55 million from the state to pay for half of the rail embankment and construction. The Institute of Social and Economic Research prepared a study on the economic impact of the railroad extension. The study concludes that up to 4,000 jobs will be created along the Port McKenzie rail extension due to new mining and development. The borough asked the state to fund the following priorities: $29 million to extend Bogard Road, $6 million for improvements of substandard roads, $4 million for the Hatcher Pass Nordic Ski Area, and $5 million to advance the South Denali Visitor Center. Also on the priority list are the Mat-Su Gateway Visitor Center, the Palmer Hay Flats Natural Science Education and Community Center, a Port McKenzie ferry landing, and a community impact assessment for Big Lake. And finally, an accident on the Parks Highway on Wednesday night luckily ended without injuries, troopers report. A 44-year-old woman from Fairbanks lost control of her vehicle on an icy road stretch from road milepost 64 of the Parks Highway. The car struck a snow berm, rolled, and ended up on its roof in the ditch. The driver, Frosty Johnson, and her two passengers, 21-year-old Zachary and 18-year-old Gerald Johnson, were not injured and reportedly wore their seatbelts. That concludes our news. I'll be back in just a moment with the day's Denali Echoes, followed by announcements.
KTNA is supported by individual listeners, including the following members: Luke Groutman, Carrie Birdsall, and Nellie Clay. In addition, KTNA is supported by the membership of the Williams Dental Arts. We thank all of you for your support.
All righty, it is 7:48. We're creeping up to Echoes. Denali Echoes are provided for those folks in the listening area without regular telephone service. And to send an echo or to cancel one you received, send an email from our website, ktna.org, or call 733-1200. Echoes are aired for 2 days unless you leave other instructions. Here are the echoes this morning. Dear Mickey and Minnie, wanted to tell you to have the happiest of holidays, filled with health, happiness, and full hearts. I'm thinking of you. It'd be nice if we could all be together. Hope Santa smiles on you. God bless. Love, Goofy. To Shannon Cartwright at Chilitna, Merry Christmas. Hope that Santa and all of the elves show up for a great party. Put on your red suit and celebrate. From Nancy at Sunshine Lake. To all my dear friends and family, Merry Christmas to John, Sharon, Benjamin, Jim, Steve, Harden, and all. From Nancy. To Harry, who was going to call me and look into fixing my plow. I have not heard from you, and I don't have your number. Could you please call Carol at 2572? And that entire echo is all capitalized, but I didn't want to shout it out. Joni, please call the bike, airplane, possible mountain woman. I don't have your number and unsure if mountain has due date. To Steve Smith, your fixed wireless unit is ready to be picked up at the Wasilla office. And Merry Christmas, Dad. We hope you get your package in time for the holiday. We love and miss you. Love Ryan, Rianne, and the family. And finally, Merry Christmas to all my summer pals. Wishing you a beautiful holiday season and wishing for a return visit when the rose hips are ready next autumn. Cheers from Jude in Pittsburgh, PA. Okay, and then that is all in the echo file. Let's move on up to the announcements. As you know, you can get your announcement on the air by sending an email via ktna.org or by calling 733-1700. News, photos, announcements, classifieds, and those Denali echoes can be found online anytime. ktna.org. KTNA announcements for the station itself. KTNA has restocked the t-shirts. Many of you are owed a t-shirt from the October membership drive. All sizes and colors are now available. You may come and grab one. We will send out emails to all of you that are owed a t-shirt in case you don't remember, but feel free to ask. And KTNA news staff has a news furlough this coming week. KTNA will be running archived news stories from the past year, Monday through Friday. Listen in for a favorite one or one that you may have missed. The news staff returns for a new year and all new news on January 3rd. Happy holidays and warm wishes from the KTNA news staff. And the KTNA offices will be closed Friday, December 24th, that's today, and the 31st. The following are other closures in the community for the holidays. On December 23rd through the 25th, events are canceled at Trapper Creek Community Schools. Have a happy holiday, and all Trapper Creek Community Enrichment events are on schedule for December 27th through the 31st. Sunshine Transit van will not be running on Friday. That's today. It will resume regular service on Monday, the 27th. If you have questions, you may call the van, 354-3885. Sunshine Community Health Center will be closed Thursday, that was yesterday, through Sunday, December 26, 2010, in observance of the Christmas holiday. Both clinics will reopen on Monday, the 27th. If you have an emergency medical need, you may call 733-2273 and you will be connected to our after-hours staff. If a real emergency occurs, you may dial 911. Talkeetna Post Office hours are 9 to 2 today. I'm sorry, back up. 9 to noon, 9 to 12 o'clock this Friday and next Friday. The post office will be closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day. That means you have only this morning to pick up or mail packages. That's from 9 a.m. to noon at the post office. The Matsu Transfer site at Mile 11 will be closed Wednesday through Saturday. They will reopen on Sunday, the 26th. Valley Community for Recycling Solutions has opened for recycling drop-off at their new location, 9465 East Chanilut Circle, located down 49th State Street in Wasilla. Turn right before entering the MSB Central Landfill and you will see our new building at the end of the road. VCRS will be closed for recycling drop-off, however, today and Saturday. So today and tomorrow, they're closed. And also on January 1st, New Year's Day, they'll be closed. Scrolling down. Denali Arts Council will have its office closed from Thursday yesterday until December 27th. Normal office hours will resume on Tuesday, December 28th from 10 to 2. All Talkeetna Community Schools activities are suspended during the winter break. Tuesday, December 28th, basketball starts 2 o'clock with the high school boys versus younger alumni. 3:30 girls game, 5 younger boys versus old guys. At 5, younger boys versus old guys. 6:30, high school boys versus old guys. Come cheer on your favorite player, past and present. That is Tuesday, December 28th, out of the high school. The Audubon Christmas Bird Count for the Trapper Creek Talkeetna Count Circle will be on Sunday, January 2nd, 2011. If you'd like more information, call Rick Ernst, 733-2721. This will be the 111th Audubon Bird Count. XY Lake is now groomed for classic and skate skiers. Music in the KTNA listening area at Doug Geeting Christmas Extravaganza at the Fairview from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Saturday on Christmas Day. A big thank you to Twister Creek Restaurant for dropping off 7 boxes of food from their distributors for the Trapper Creek Food Bank. The Talkeetna Roadhouse is hosting their annual Christmas Eve potluck this evening, beginning at 5 p.m. All are welcome. Xmas and other four-letter words is Denali Drama's holiday skit comedy, and shows are still tonight, the 24th and the 25th at 7:30. The doors open at 7 p.m. Some adult content. You may purchase tickets online. Oh, no, can't do that yet. Go to the door and stand in line there for your tickets. Happy holidays. And that's about it. The Fruitcake Repository is open for the season. Talkeetna Aero Services will collect your fruitcakes. 733-2899. We're just about moments away from heading down to APRN and Steve Heimel. And again, it's cold outside. Very, very chilly for Santa tonight. I hope he's bundled up and has plenty of fat on him. Highs 5 below to 10 above today. And that's all I've got time for. Sorry, guys. Enjoy the holidays. Happiest of Christmases to everyone.